if I said that that person was coming, would that?
I take it as a compliment. Because I am comfortable, just as homemade as I can be.
Honey, if you didn't want to go upstairs in the dark, you might say you didn't want to go out there because I'm what?
Afraid. I am a little afraid of the dark, real dark.
What about somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked and they just walk out? You might describe them as what?
Lose what?
If they just leave money laying around and they don't lock the doors, you might say...
Oh, they're real careless if they don't take care of their monies.
Yeah. And what about something that's real odd? This word has several different meanings. If you use it, I don't even know, but if somebody was real odd or something were real different.
I'd say he was queer.
Queer.
I used to say queer when I was a girl.
So what does that word mean to you?
Well, they're just funny people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay. If somebody's about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you might just tell him just what?
Cool it.
that'd
just
be a good
cool
thing
it.
Okay, if you were to say, I was just kidding him, I didn't know he'd get so...
mad.
And if you've been working very hard, you say you're very, what?
Tired.
Okay. If a person's been quite well and you hear that suddenly they have some disease, you say, last night she...
was very sick.
And if a person sat in a draft and began to cough, you might say last night he...
caught cold.
Yeah. And if it affected his voice, you would say he is...
hoarse.
And he has a...
cough.
Okay. If the medicine is still in the patient's bedside, you'd say, why haven't you blank your medicine?
Took.
If you can't hear anything at all, then you're stone what?
Deaf.
And when you work and this water comes out, what do you call that?
When I what?
When you work and water comes out on your face.
That's perspiration.
Is there another name for that you can think of?
Sweating,
that's what
I suppose. Just plain old sweat.
And when a boil or a sore opens up and it's infected, what's that?
Pus. We used to call them risins.
Balls.
Yes, risins. They used to be called risins. The older people said risins.
If in a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you'd say you have a what? Or if
a
you
wound,
were shot, yeah.
A wound.
And a kind of skinless growth in a wound has got to be burned out. Do you know any name for that?
A what?
It's a skinless growth in a wound that has to be burned out.
I know.
When a wound doesn't heal.
I don't know.
Sometimes it has to be cut out or burned out. Have you ever heard of that?
Proud flesh.
Have you heard of that term?
Yes, that's very rare in diabetics, you know, when they don't heal.
Mm-hmm.
They have a little, like proud flesh that has to go back in there, and they have to heal from the inside out, you know what
uh-huh.
I mean? It's very rare if you're a diabetic that you won't be hard to heal.
And if you just had a little cut in your finger, what might you put on it to avoid infection?
Iodine.
And when somebody dies, they put them in a box. What's that thing
That's
called?
A casket.
And the disease of the joints that sometimes they say, oh, that poor old thing has...